KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we currently have a partly cloudy sky. It's 63 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 85, winds east-southeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour, and partly cloudy to cloudy tonight with a low of 64. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of some of the latest area and state news on KJAN. The Creston Police Department today is reporting two arrests from over the weekend. Authorities say 62-year-old Gerald Knorr, who has no known address, was arrested 8 a.m. Friday at 200 West Howard Street in Creston for disorderly conduct and simple assault stemming from an incident that took place on September 9th. Knorr was cited and then released from the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a summons to appear on both charges. And Sunday afternoon, 29-year-old Richie Rodriguez of Creston was arrested on a Polk County warrant for failure to appear on the original violation of probation charge. Rodriguez was being held without bond in the Union County Jail pending a hearing and while awaiting transfer to Polk County. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, Cass Atlantic Development Corporation, and Cass County Extension have partnered together to offer a countywide leadership program, Leading Cass County, that focuses on cultivating the next generation of community leaders. Bailey Smith, Executive Director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, says Leading Cass County is a program developed by ISU Extension and Outreach and the University of Wisconsin Extension. It's designed to seek out emerging leaders within your county and teach them skills they need for interacting and working together to promote sustainable community development while also preparing them for positions of public influence and decision-making. The program, launched in the fall of 2019, is an 8-month course, beginning the second Tuesday of each month, that focuses on a different topic each session. That is, participants will interact with local leaders and learn about Cass County resources during community tours and presentations. Class sessions and tours will rotate around the county, showcasing the diversity of services Cass County has to offer. Class sessions will be held from 8:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m., followed by lunch and community tours from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. A certificate will be awarded to participants who successfully fulfill the requirements of the leadership program. Topics will include community leadership, agriculture and conservation, economic development, local government, crime and safety, health care and social services, local government, crime and safety, health and social services, education, state government, and graduation ceremony. The tuition is $350 per participant and will cover the entire program, tours, and lunch. By the end of the program, four skill sets will be learned, the core skill sets it is, understanding community leadership in your community, identifying issues and framing ideas, building social capital, and mobilizing resources for community action. Bailey Smith said, "We were really pleased with the support we received county-wide from businesses and participants in 2019. We graduated 18 students in the March of 2020 and look forward to having a full class again for 2021-22. The goal of this course, she said, is to mold young leaders that may be hiding throughout the county and give them resources and confidence to become an active member of their community, stay here for the long haul, and work towards making Cass County a great place to live and do business in." More information and a detailed list of monthly topics and tours can be found at www.atlanticiowa.com. Your application is due by noon, September 15th. You can email that to the address in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Applications can also be found at the Cass County ISU Extension, the Chamber Office, and Cass Atlantic Development Office. Leading Cass County is sponsored by Atlantic Municipal Utilities, Camblin Mechanical, and Cass County Health System. Well, patrons of the IKM Manning School District are being asked to vote tomorrow on a $19.5 million general obligation bond that, if approved, will allow the district to address a series of facilities needs, both in Irwin and Manning. School officials say three needs that have been identified include safety and security, space and capacity, and long-term investments. You can read the ballot referendum in the same story on our news page. According to district administrators, the tax rate impact would amount to $118 per year on a home with a $100,000 assessed value. For agricultural property, it would be an additional $2.63 per acre per year, depending on where you live. The district's tax rate would increase from $9.51 per $1,000 of taxable valuation to $11.81, which school officials say is still one of the lowest tax levies in the area. Out of the 327 public school districts in the state, Only 15 have a lower tax rate than IKM, according to their administrators, placing the district in the bottom 5%. Officials say interest rates remain at historic lows this time, and by moving forward now, they can take advantage of those low rates and significantly reduce the total cost of the proposed projects. Polling stations are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday and include in Audubon at the Irwin Community Building, Crawford County at the Manila Fire Department, in Carroll County at the Sacred Heart Church, and in Shelby at the Irwin Community Building. For more information, you can go to IKM Facility Needs and Proposed Solution. That'll be on the ballot on the link in the same story on the news page we posted over the weekend at KJAN.com. That is a check of our news on KJAN for this hour. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.